Oh, human right. I didn't hide. I'm glad to be, I think, third time at this assembly. And I give you greetings from my home assembly in Bački Petrovac, where my dear brother Alex Kurian visited us, I think, four times. And we are excited that we can be again and sharing about the ministry. As you might know, India and Serbia has some kind of long history of friendship. I think all generation would know President Nehru and my former President Tito and Egyptian President Nasser. They form our non-aligned countries. So we have some good friendships within the Indian people, and some of them live in actually in Bački Petrovac. And we also have kind of spiritual connections because late brother Bhakt Singh from India also visited Serbia in '60s. I'm so grateful that I can share about our ministry. I hope it will work now. I need to click on share. Did work? Yep. As I mentioned, we come from a small country and we are really small. Only 11, actually 12 assemblies, and altogether, I don't know whether we have 200 people in those 12 assemblies. But although it might be not so encouraging to see the numbers of believers less and less, we still believe the same God who was in Old Testament, the New Testament, and who is coming, and he can do miracles, and he can do what he pleases in spite of the small numbers. I want to okay. Introduced to country of Serbia. I don't know, you heard about country of Serbia a lot? Yes, in the recent times. We are very good in sports, in basketball. We have very famous persons like Nikola Jokic, NBA player, three times MVP, and Novak Djokovic. We have a very good water polo team. Three-peat in Olympic Games in the last three Olympics. They won gold medal, beating America also. Yeah, and good gold medal in archery. But I guess the most known is Novak Djokovic, greatest of all time tennis player. And in the last Olympic, he finally won it, and he praised God. It's interesting. He claimed to be Orthodox Christian before his athlete, and he is a great idol of many Serbians, but he couldn't do without the help of Indian fans. So we are grateful for all the support he has, even from India. Well, the success of Serbian people, it's might be kind of nice to boast, but when we look in the spiritual matters, when I compare to those big names and very small, nobody knows about Miroslav Zmanski. But in spite of that, I look at my God, at God who is faithful and who looks at the heart, who looks at my heart, and how I respond to his call. And he is the one who is going to reward the ministry. I'm reminded of the verse from 1 Corinthians 15, 58 that says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So, despite of the things that seems very small, comparing the big names, famous people, I'm grateful that God look at the heart, my heart and your heart, and what he does, he does in grace, and he's looking for a faithful heart. I want to share about the camp ministries that we do. You can see here very young Miro and my wife Milotka and son Peter and our daughter Becky. That's my family. The camp ministry started 35 years ago with five of us who established it. The founders were all from the Brethren Assemblies. And we are grateful that God sustained us and we could see much fruit, seeing the people who were kids and now they are serving as assistant teachers and helpers. We had last year some trouble, physical trouble, when there was a big storm. So there are some fallen trees and we had to repair, we had to put a new fence and it was good job done. As always, if you are involved in a camp, you know that things are getting broken and needs to repair. So even in this year, we had a lot of damage that needs to be repaired. And but we are still grateful that the children are very interested in this ministry and the parents cannot wait to sign up the kids for the camps. I'm serving as a registrar and also as a teacher at the camp. So when I opened registration at the beginning of June, the registration is just going on in a couple hours. It's full. As I mentioned, we had meetings with the assistant, and mostly of those people are former campers, which is delight to my heart when I see how they grow in the faith and they want to serve the Lord as we served. And I like to share more about this ministry. In May, we had a meeting at the camp for youth under the title Formed by the Pressure. So we talked about many pressures that young people had in their lives, how the world want to form them, and that means with the great power of God, we can resist and we can be different and we actually can allow God to form us, his image in us, not allowing the words to do it. So I was one of the speakers at that youth conference, and there's just a short video that I hope it will work now. Oh, there's no sound yet. A lot of exciting people. One of them, one of those young people, I let later tell his story, became baptized just 2 weeks ago. He's coming from the non-believing parents, not the parents, the family that doesn't attend the church, don't believe in God. But during the camp, he was transformed. He accepted the Christ, and he's a great testimony in addition to our church. Okay, it seems it doesn't work. Sound. I hope it will work later. My wife Milotka, she serves as a cook at that camp, and people like that. It's like pizza, I guess, everywhere. This is a group picture from the youth conference. Maybe we have a problem. see it together. But the picture that coming from my screen and there. It's really a blessing to see a lot of faces of those people, of campers. The next picture is from the Gypsy camp. The Gypsy people in Serbia are kind of down, and they are not respected. But in the church, newly registered assembly in Kikinda, we are thankful that there is a kind of new wave of ministry to Jewish to Gypsy people, and the man who is leading that is really committed to God, and his whole family is exemplary to his community. I'm sorry, it doesn't correspond well with the pictures on my screen. And here's Milotka sharing, and we sing at those meetings. There are some happy children faces on a camp from the Gypsies. Again, Milotka with the books. Pictures from this year's meetings at the camp. We have usually all July full of camps, from the first graders to eighth graders and high school. And it is really, really enjoyable time when they not just have fun and games, but also words that I will later share. This year we had a team of Daniel about lessons, what can we learn from the life of Daniel. There are five lessons that I will share later. It's always different team for each year, so we go through the Bible stories or Bible heroes of faith to teach them the truths. And it's exciting to see young people, how they respond. And I remember the last year when the young people, young men in our room, one of those, he was not happy that the guy below him was snoring. And every night I told them to pray, if they want, of course. But that guy never prayed. But one day he prayed, and I was he bragged about me. He bragged that he prayed, and I asked him what he prayed for, so the guy would not snore, and God listened to his prayer. He was not snoring. But on the other hand, it's not just that simple event, but also talking about creation, talking about theology. I see in one man, particularly this year, was really hungry to know about God, and he never heard about the flood, about Noah. So it was really nice to see one young man who is really interested. There are always three groups of people who come to the camp because somebody forced them. Somebody like the atmosphere and some kind of just to have fun, but nevertheless, we are grateful that all of them came. And this is the youth camp, the last where my brother from Montenegro came and served, and together with him was another young man who is under his care, that is very, very well versed in theology and studying. And the children were full of questions, so they were able to discuss many theological questions. There's another video. I don't know whether it will work now. And Doesn't work. Maybe next time you look better. There are some more pictures from the camp that doesn't serve only to the young people. We also rent camp to other parts, like other churches. So they have ladies' meeting. This is one of those ladies' meeting from the various churches, mostly from the Baptist churches. Okay, enough of camp ministry. If you remember in your prayer, just remember to pray for the funds we need to do some reconstruction, because we had leakage through the showers, so we need to replace the floors. It always something has to be fixed. I'm sharing now about the church ministry. I'm one of the teachers and the itinerant preacher. But at our church, we have very good children's ministry on Saturday clubs, and also for high schoolers. So in the morning, we have for clubs for younger children, and in the evening for the high schoolers. So there are a lot of pictures now from the kids ministry. And during the time of COVID, we did a good reconstruction of the assembly. It was a good time from if you look at that from that perspective. Although we didn't meet for a couple months, but we were able to do a lot of repairs and reconstructions, and change the windows, and put the insulation, and other things in the yard, and so on. So we are glad to see that kids come mostly from unbelievers, from the parents who used to send their kids to the camp. And so this is like a follow-up ministry when we invite come to our church, and to have lessons, especially before the Christmas or before the Easter, or for special events like Valentine's or Thanksgiving Day. So it's always full of kids, maybe 40, 50 kids altogether. Not much, but Lord looks at the heart, as I mentioned, whether we serve Him with trust that He will do His work, and change the hearts of the kids and their parents. Milok works one serves as one of the teachers there. There are other two that share responsibility to teach kids. And I come to sometimes to help with the words, and also with the music, as I play guitar and the keyboard, apart from the other things I do. I'm kind of multi talented person, and sometimes I'm kind of I don't know what to do most, you know, what is most important, what is more needed. But I trust the Lord that He will lead me more and more to channel my gifts, as in later days I consider to be more involved in a counseling on a personal level, to come to visit church members, especially the new church members, and to spend more time discipleship. But anyway, I'm glad that I can serve in my local church. I have some guests. You may recognize this old man. He's in the Kikinda, a Gypsy Assembly, very nice group of people. We are really enjoying their friendship. Coming to teach in Bačka Petrovac, in Kikinda, also in small Belgrade church. We have another guests that come for our annual conference. This is George Turm from the States, serving the Lord in Albania. He gave a very powerful message. Actually, first time Alex came to Serbia was together with the brother George Turm. And I heard that he's going to Albania to visit him next month or so. There's another guest speakers that come, and I enjoy not interrupted, but interpreted for them. Well, I like my gift of interpretation or translation. Sometimes we go to as a group of young people to other assemblies, as they invite us for evangelistic meetings. So we serve the Lord with music and the word. Something is frozen there. Need some heat. Okay. Room workspace is connecting my laptop. Sorry, we have some problems in connecting. It always remind me about being connected with God. There's no problems connecting to God, no wireless, and He's always free, no busy signal, and such a God. It's great to have Him. It's our not just Creator, but Sustainer, Redeemer, used as a clicker. Okay. It works. Thank you, young man. They are very talented. God used their talents for His glory. Some pictures from the assembly in Kovačica and Padina that we came as a group and help in evangelistic meetings. Yep. This is in Podgorica, where my brother serves. I also enjoy speaking at funerals, although it is a sad situation, but it's joyful when you speak not to the deceased people, but who are alive, that they still can be reconciled with God. So it's a great work, opportunity to speak even at funerals, because we know that God would resurrect our bodies to be in the other bodies, the glorious bodies. It was really kind of hard for us to say goodbye to some of the people we didn't expect to die so young, like one elder from the Novi Sad church. But that was also a good opportunity to speak. I also participate in some big conferences. This is from Albania, organized by IBCM, and to meet some people who are friends in Christ. Otherwise, they will be my enemies. This is men from Kosovo, and Serbian and Kosovars don't like each other much. Kosovo is Serbia. You can see many transparents going on, but we are brothers in Christ. This is in Romania. We had another meeting. Then we met guys from Albania. They're also our brothers. I was driving my van, so there was one Montenegrin, there was a Bosnian, there was American, me, Serbian, all together. So the guy at the border said, where are you going? A Christian conference. Okay, God bless you. Since he was a Christian too. Also, it's nice to speak at some nice events, like for engagement party. And this young lady from our church, she's also coming from non-believing parents, and she married a guy from Montenegro, and they live in Petrovac now. So it was joyful for me to performed the wedding for them. First time I did it. They are still together. I hope they are nice. You know, she faced a lot of opposition from her family. They threw her Bible. They forbade us to call her. But it seems God is working on them. So they are not friendly with us. They don't make any problems. At their wedding, it was amazing how this young man, the bridegroom, silenced all the people. And he preached the gospel, asking, make a decision. If you don't reconcile with God, you'll go to hell. I mean, you know, the atmosphere in a wedding, it's kind of joyous, everybody is happy. But he was able to silence the crowd. So we are glad that they are a good witness. And I had also them on a camp as assistants. Last 2 weeks ago, we had a joyous event in our church as the three men were baptized, two young men and one senior. And James, or Jakub, that is just from the left side of me, I mentioned that he comes from the non-believing parents. I watched him once as he was walking the street. I took my wife's parents to the church, and I noticed he's like this. And he didn't have mobile in his phone. He was holding the Bible. And I asked him, as I saw you walking and reading your Bible, why did you do that? Because you told me, he told me. Because you challenged me. Read the Bible, five chapters a day, seven chapters a week, on Sunday, and you will read through all Bible in a year. So I do that. It's encouraging to see young people not following the TikTok and I don't know what else, but following the word of God. And on our summer camps, we don't allow mobile phones, which is good. They like it, especially the parents. that was about the church ministry. In the Christian Evangelical Center, where I work as the director, we do sharing the literature, New Testaments, also a calendar life that every year we translate to Serbian language. So we share it freely to people during the Christmas fair or before Christmas or in the churches when they have some special occasions. That was exhibition of old Bible. And I had an old Bible from my grandpa from 18-something, so more than 100 years old. That was a special occasion to also offer Christian literature. This is the like small booth during the Christmas, before Christmas affair. So my son Peter and I usually go and offer free literature, or if they want to buy Bibles, we also do that. This is the book, like a coloring Bible for kids. So the kids in Kikinda Gypsy Church, they are very involved in that coloring and reading. The video ministry, I mentioned 2 years ago about the film King of Glory that I translated and dubbed. It has thousands of views, and when I advertise on the Facebook, there are a lot of responses, some bad, some not bad, not so good, especially from the Orthodox people who don't like it. I don't know why. There was a heating discussion between people who watched or tried to watch, and this priest even was kind of very sorry. We should forbid this to be published and so on. But there are also good responses, so we are encouraged to serve in this small ministry. There's a John 10:10 project that I'm also part, and I will do more translating of those short videos, mostly apologetic videos that will be available in Serbian language. There's also Emmaus Bible courses that we are finally getting done to have application. I know that, you know, people don't like to read. They like to touch screen, and but we for that reason, we are encouraged to do these Emmaus courses that will be soon available. This is the warehouse of our Christian center, where we receive Samaritan Purse boxes, Samaritan Purse Christmas boxes for children. So the churches and individuals come to pick it up. And sometimes, as in Bački Petrovac, in a municipality, in this building, there was a gypsy crowd who got the books. So I had opportunity to share the gospel with them, so that it's not about the Santa Claus. It's not about the gifts, it's about Jesus, who is incarnated God to save you. The radio ministry, that is newly, really, really fresh ministry that is coming again from our center, because in our center, Christian Relic Center, we used to have radio, but since our fellow worker, Vladimir Majewski, retired, he actually, and it was stopped, but now we have some new faces and new ministry that come together. So there are three ministries together. We offer our facilities. So this is only small studio that is available, but we're looking forward to have a bigger studio and to have internet radio in Serbian language that's not existing yet. There's no Serbian radio that air 24/7. So hopefully from October 1st, that will be functioning. So we are really glad on the name of Sinai, but it's pronounced Sinai, Serbian, that the gospel message will be proclaimed. And at the end, I want to share about my family. The reason why we came here, it's not just seeing you, but to see our daughter and granddaughter. This is our daughter, when she was tiny. We adopted her when she was a year and a half old. And this is our granddaughter. Really adorable. I mean, everywhere people adore her. It's not our subjective opinion. It's a real matter. Look how cute he is. But you cannot read it until my Serbian comes out. First, smiles. And I don't know whether it will it work, the sound. From the verse, from the Psalm 8, the second verse says, from the mountain infants and nursing babes, like our Milot Kamiri, thou hast established strength. We are amazed how huge she is when she goo, 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 goo. Oh, the sound. You cannot hear, but she's talking to me. Very, very cute. Oh, there is sound. Oh. I didn't understand grandparents until I became a grandparent, how we are proud to have a grandchild. So the new generation, that's a small thing, but rejoice for being parents and grandparents. Yeah. And this is Becky with her husband and her granddaughter. And far right, it's our son Peter, who still is us. So that's all about our life and ministry. And at the foyer, there's our prayer card if you want to take and put on your fridge. And Lord, lead you to pray for us. We'll appreciate that. Now I just want to have a short word of the lessons that we had on our camps this summer. As I mentioned, we studied the life of Daniel, and we looked at five different events from the first, second, third, fifth, and sixth chapter. And the first lesson was trial of the four young men. And the central truth was always put the Lord God first in your life. And the verse was to remember, those who honor me, I will also honor. Always put God, Lord God, in the first place in your life. As I thought about sharing this, I came up with some five things for us. So the first one is know your identity, know who you are. Like those young men in the first chapter, they tried to force to change their identity, to not trust God, to become like Babylonians. But they still decided in their hearts that they will be committed to their Lord, to their God. So they knew that in spite of being in a foreign land, the God was still with them, and they resisted the force to become like others. So that's also what we need. Know our identity. We are children of God. What a privilege not to be just a creation, but to be called son and daughter of God, and to resist the temptation of the world that want to form us, but we just need to be conformed to the image of Christ, not the image of God, not this world. In the second chapter, we saw Daniel prays for wisdom, and the central truth was God is wise and he knows everything. And when people are trying to find out truth in stars, in horoscopes that are very popular in Serbia, if any lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and it will be given to him. James 1:5. Ask God for wisdom, not ask crystals and astrologers or something. So the lesson for me is know your resource. My resource is God. My resource is his word. And I need to research daily and to be, well, rooted in his word. The third lecture or the lesson was from burning furnace in chapter 3. And the central truth was we ought to obey God rather than men, as also Peter said to the Pharisee in Acts chapter 5. So we need to be strong and have good courage, not to be afraid what man can do for us, because the Lord, our God, he's the one who goes with us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. And the lesson that I learned is know your rescuer. God is my rescuer. He will protect me. And I always need to return to him in faith. The fourth lecture was about a hand that writes on the wall. You know the background of Balthazar. He misused the things that were holy, that were brought from the Israel, and he didn't obey God. So the lesson from that was God takes sin seriously and punishes it. We see at the cross how God hates sin but loves the sinner. And all the hidden things will be one day revealed. So lesson for me was know my responsibility, repent. That repentance has to be on a daily basis. As we serve the Lord, we know that serve the holy God. You know, it was one characteristic of God that is repeated three times. What was read today. Holy, holy, holy. Not God is love, 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 Oh, God is patient, patient, patient. God is holy, holy, holy. So if God wants us to be holy, we need to do our duty to be holy. And the final lecture, the lesson was from chapter 6, as we see Daniel's in the lion's den, that God is in control. And we should do right, what is right, like pray regularly, and put results in God's hand. And lesson for me was know your rewarder, rely on him. He will reward me, not with the gold medals like Djokovic or Djokovic and other famous people. He will reward us with eternal rewards, and we need to be faithful and also just to check with each other, to pray together, to be accountable to each other. And I also challenge young people to be accountable what they read, what they watch, as we want to be holy in God's sight and serve him wholeheartedly. So thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your prayers for our family and our ministries in Serbia. As I mentioned, in the foyer, there's our prayer card and my business card. If you want to correspond with me personally, I will be happy. Okay, let's stand and give praise to God. Dear Lord, we thank you that you are the same God in Old Testament, in New Testament, in our days. You are the holy God who is looking forward to our obedience and to follow you with whole heart, because you loved us first, because you gave the most important sacrifice, Jesus Christ on the cross, to make us holy. When we accept that sacrifice for us, Lord, we appreciate you and love you and adore you, because you are a good God and we want to obey you and trust you all the days of our lives. Lord, I pray that you will bless this assembly, your ministry, opportunities as they serve you, this area, and that your name will be glorified through them. Yes. To us in Serbia. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be this Sunday together and worship you, remembering you. The whole glory is to you. And we pray. Amen.